A reminder that weekly we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning from Degage Ministries, we welcome Program Director Julie Kendrick, of course, along the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, weekly segment part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning, Julie.
You know the drill, Steve. Take it away.
Absolutely. You referenced a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation that WGVU and our community partners has the privilege of administering. We are indebted to the Kellogg Foundation not only for their essential funding allowing us to do this work, but really for their global strategic mission and vision to create equitable communities. And we try to do our part in a couple of ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, who is exploring a myriad of issues impacting primarily communities of color, exploring inequities and disparities. We also have formed a cohort of leaders of color called Shaping Narratives. They've received training and are now producing content with and for their communities that we're taking back into communities for change-based conversation. And as you alluded to, weekly we put the spotlight on organizations doing critical equity work, and I can think of none better than Degage Ministries, and it's a pleasure to have Julie here.
Wonderful. Julie Kendrick, would you please share with us a bit about your mission and a bit of overview of your programs and population shared here?
Oh, yes, definitely. Our mission is to reflect the love of Christ to all who come to our doors by building relationships and offering programs that foster dignity and respect. And we live that mission every day. It's something that we strive to do. We work towards restoring hope in our community by transforming lives. We offer help and hope to those throughout the Heartside area with the services that we offer, such as our shelter, our women's shelter, that has up to 40 beds every night. And we have a life enrichment center, which focuses on the things we may take for granted every day, such as being able to take a shower when we need to, do laundry. We have lockers that are available that people can have their belongings in so they don't have to carry them around the street during the day, just to have somewhere safe to keep their prescriptions. We have an ID office that works to provide vital records that will help our patrons get jobs as well as secure housing. We have a resource office that works diligently to provide the resources that each patron needs. That could be boots for work. It could be bus passes for work. It could be winter boots to keep the elements away. So those are some of the things we do. We also have a dining room that we serve breakfast and dinner each day for a small cost. We have a program where our patrons can earn vouchers in order to pay for anything that they may need here. There is a salon that we offer haircuts, and that's just a small number of things that we do here.
Julie, I'd like to invite our listeners to visit your very engaging website, and you simply go to degageministries.org, and for anyone that doesn't know how to spell that, and I had to take a double look, it's D-E-G-A-G-E, once again, D-E-G-A-G-E. So just go to degageministries.org, and they actually, Julie, as you know, you have a video right on your website where you can take a tour, a virtual tour of all the myriad of services that really cater to all the essentials of life. And I want to also mention the goal, stated goal on your website that is so important, speaking to the humanity of all of us. It says, Degage's goal is to assure that every man and woman who we serve knows that he and she is not alone. And it talks about many feel unworthy and hopeless. And, you know, when you lose hope, I don't know if there's anything else. So that just speaks to how critical your work is in serving our fellow human beings. And, you know, especially during COVID, when people experience multiple losses And you know better than Shelley and I, because you do it every day. And psychologists even have a word for that. It's bereavement or grief overload. So you lose a job, you lose a home, you lose a spouse, you have health issues, and it just becomes overwhelming. You know, and especially during COVID, we've seen disparities and inequities and with racial unrest. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about, you know, how you treat the whole person and many that are experiencing those inequities and disparities?
Definitely. So we are part of, we follow the lead of the Michigan Coalition Against Homelessness, where we focus on, you know, educating, empowering, and advocating. So we definitely advocate for those disparities. As you may know, that we are about 15% African-American population in Michigan, about 50% of those that we serve here at Degage Ministries are African-American. We do not just overlook that. We make sure that we are advocating on a local, state, and federal level to make sure that they know that we need quality, affordable housing options and that any assessment tools that we use are equitable. We also have a DEI committee here that we work really hard to make sure that our staff represents our patrons. So when our patrons come in, they can see their face in the staff that's working. We have advocates that walk alongside of our patrons to make sure that they're being treated fairly when they're applying for housing or when they're trying to get assistance, that they are actually, it's fair on all angles. So that's just some of the things we do to address those disparities. We also, you know, there's a food equity. And so we provide meals to, like you said, our population is 50% African-American. So the shortage of food, healthy food options, we do that every day for them. So make sure it's available.
Thank you, Julie.
Speaking on the topic of equity and diversity on a weekly basis, Julie Kendrick, Program Director, Degage Ministries, WGVU Grants Manager, Steve Chapel. Julie, spend time on your future and how the community can continue to help you.
Oh, we definitely have a bright future ahead of us here, our patrons and the staff here. We are in the middle of an expansion where we're going to be doubling our shelter capacity, which will include 3 family rooms for the growing number of families experiencing homelessness. We'll have a wellness day center, doubling our lockers and laundry services, and a social enterprise kitchen, which we will also have a storefront for. I invite anyone who is interested to volunteer or just learn more about us to visit our website or call us at 616-454-1661. We'll be happy to discuss anything with you.
Wonderful. What a question do you have for Julie as we start to wrap up slowly, Steve?
Well, yes, I just first and foremost want to thank Julie Kendrick and everyone at Degage for doing life's most important work. You know, Degage, as many people know, means at ease. It's a French word. And everything you do to cater to our fellow human beings' essential needs, hopefully will set them at ease. Julie, I just want to say I believe that it's the Day of Hope. Can you just briefly share with our listeners what that means, how they can help, what are you doing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you want to tune to Wood Radio, they are hosting our annual Day of Hope, which you'll hear all the stories, a lot of stories from our patrons as well as staff, and it's just a way to get information out there and show what we are doing in the community and ways that you can help that way as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Very nice. I know we spoke with your new executive director yesterday as well, and she's all passionate and more. All right, Julie, thank you very much. Julie Kendrick, Program Director, Degage Ministries, doing great things in our own backyard. One more time, that website is what, Julie?
It's www.degageministries.org.
You stay warm. Steve Chapel, would you wrap us up when it comes to this weekly focus, please?
Absolutely, Shelley Irwin. For our listeners, if you've missed any part of this interview, this conversation with Julie Kendrick, Program Director of Degage Ministries, please go to the WGVU Radio news page a bit later this afternoon and click on Mutually Inclusive, which is the brand for our equity work that we're doing in the community. Once again, WGVU Radio, Mutually Inclusive. We'll take you to this and many other interviews in the series. And again, we're just appreciative of Julie's time in helping to educate us and get us involved with Degage Ministries.
Wonderful. That's what we do. We are simply the messengers. Julie and Steve, have a great Friday. Take care.